The third, okay. First one is the third one, which, Ian, you will absolutely balk at, because it disagrees with what you say. A standard note for court produced by the House of Commons dated 15th of April, document 32, quotes the PACs to say that speed cameras have proven to be an extremely successful element of an integrated speech management strategy, and studies have consistently shown deaths and serious injuries have been reduced by over a third of camera size. I know from reading your website you totally disagree with that. I'm not having that debate with you.
Yeah. Well, it is
in the public arena. It is a government document. This is the debate that, you know, we could have forever. And the last paragraph.
If I may just say one thing though, if only 7% of KSIs even have speeding as an issue, how, if you completely eliminated speeding altogether, could you reduce KSIs by more than 7%?
I'm not having this debate.
Yeah. Debate
because I proved that wrong. Because I proved it wrong.
I'm not denying.
No, you've laid some information there.
Yeah.
That nationally the police service don't agree with.
No one can agree or disagree. If you have something which causes a 7.5%,
in your view.
No. That's from Stats 19 information. 7.5% of KSIs have speeding as a factor. That's the truth. That's the statistics. That is the information.
I
hardly even see the point of going through this if all we're doing is reading through it saying yes.
No, we're not saying yes. I'm reading to you what a senior investigating officer from another force not connected to Dorset has found his findings to be, and he's relying on documents to support that view, a view you don't agree with. That's why I'm stopping the debate. And please don't say, I don't see the point. I think it's really important.
Yeah.
And if nothing else, we're identifying the issues where you and I are complete logheads. But you know what? I say this is nothing to do with the campaign against Martin Baker. That's why I'm moving you on. The next paragraph I'll highlight, above 7.3.2, you won't agree with either. But I didn't write this report. I didn't ask the officer to write it.
Mm-hmm.
He says, whilst there's still a vigorous debate, and we know that, we're having it here, regarding the extent of benefits to road safety arising from speed cameras, studies consistently report that they do reduce the number of road traffic injuries and deaths. I know you disagree with that, Ian.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't write this. But what is important is the next statement, 7.3.2, because this was the complaint. And this line of inquiry, the third line, is really important. Research was conducted to identify any media releases containing statements made by the Chief Constable Martin Baker between January 05 and September 12 in relation to road safety, but none were located. Mr. Bell Chandler was asked to identify any media releases made by or on behalf of Mr. Baker, but he has not provided any examples. This is absolutely the crux of the police complaint. To mislead someone, you have to communicate with them. And we have not found one press release that Mr. Baker said made a statement misleading the public.
Yeah, but he was responsible at the time for Dorset Police, and Dorset Police put up, for example, the Speed on Green operation and claimed that that was a viable part of reducing KSIs by 40%.
We are restricting this to Mr. Baker. Your complaint is against Mr. Baker. Media statement.
Yeah, but in the early stages with Colin Smith and the other lady, I said to him, my concern with this process is that it will be difficult to decide what was done by Mr. Baker or what was done by his force.
And that therein lies the problem, because
he is responsible for his force.
Yes.
Right? So if he mismanages his force,
then
that is an issue of integrity, competence, whatever.
Yes. But you have to prove that he has specifically, personally misled. And that was your nature of your complaint. I've read you what you said.
That's not actually the case. It was, I made this very clear with Colin Smith, it was either misled or knowingly, I think the exact words were, knowingly allowed to be misled.
Okay, well
that was agreed.
That didn't end up in the paperwork that I signed off. It said misled. But actually, we found nothing to suggest that he has misled or knowingly allowed someone else to mislead.
So, well, he did knowingly allow people to be misled about the Speed on Green camera.
How do you know that?
Because the press release for the Speed on Green camera said it was a part of reducing KSIs by 40%.
How do you know Martin Baker authorised that press release?
I certainly made him aware of it in my complaint to him, which he ignored.
After the event?
Yeah.
Okay, so he hasn't... That's after the event. So if we're sitting here saying today that everything that happens in Dorset Place is Martin Baker's fault, from a complaint point of view, we're going to disagree. He cannot be responsible for everything that 2,500 people do each day, every day of the year.
Okay.
You've said he misled the public. I found, and well, the investigating officer, because I didn't write this, has found nothing to suggest a misleading comment from him. In fact, he asked you, come back to me if it's wrong, to provide any evidence of that, and you haven't.
That's true. I didn't find anything which Mr. Baker had said, which was directly misleading.
Right.
But
and I know we're going to disagree over this, just like we will over the whole debate of speed cameras and whether it produces KSIs. I am going to confine you today to your complaint, because that's what I'm here for. I'm a police crime commissioner, and the only person I can investigate is a chief constable. So I'm going to move us on.